It's Spencer Hughes. Welcome to Daybreak. Appreciate having you on the show, and we appreciate our guest. We have him on every single week during the legislative session. That's a big deal considering how busy he is representing the 35th Legislative District. Senator Drew McEwen's website is drewmacewen.crc.wastateleg.org. Phonetically, that's drewmacewen.src.wastateleg.org. And you can contact him through his website. You can see all the bills he's sponsoring, the latest news from Olympia. He serves the 35th Legislative District, which of course includes all of Mason County and parts of Kitsap County and parts of Thurston County. And we're already at the end of March here, and the legislative session only has a few more weeks, and this is the long session. Senator, always great to have you on. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks for having me. My pleasure.
Well, this is winding down, huh? I mean, it seemed like just yesterday everybody was starting off the legislative session, and now we're looking at the end of March, and this session's over in just over 3 weeks, and we're going to talk about that. And let's talk about the budget proposals, because we hear so much about all the things that need spending, things we need to cut. This has to be, I would imagine, with all the dozens and hundreds of bills that you and your cohorts in the House have to deal with, budgets are, they have to be one of the most complex and obviously critical and important things that you talk about, because without the budget, none of the other stuff matters. You can't fight crime without a budget. You can't take care of homeless needs without it. You can't tackle drug addiction. You have to have money in order to solve most of these, if not all of these problems. So that's a critical part of this whole thing. And I think it's one that a lot of people get confused about and don't really know much about. So could we talk a little bit about the Senate budget proposals?
Yeah. Yep. And, you know, when I first got elected, the budget was, the state budget was $35 billion. And I thought it was complicated then, and now it's $70 billion. It's doubled in a mere 10 years. And I always like to say, you know, to constituents, as your income doubled in the last 10 years, and for most people that's a no. But that's the growth of state government and spending, and I don't think that that's the right trajectory to have. But I digress a little bit from your question, which was, you know, the Senate budget proposal. And yes, last week, yeah, the Senate unveiled its proposed capital budget and operating budget proposals. And while the growth rate on the operating budget is still, in my opinion, high, it's a 7.9% increase in spending. And I think that again, is too high, considering the uncertainty in the economy right now. I would characterize it as a marked improvement from maybe some past budget improvements. But that's a little, last budget proposals, but that's a low bar. I think we're starting to recognize we've got, you know, we as an institution, as the legislature, have got to, do a better job in putting things aside for the proverbial rainy day. This is probably the first time in 6-7 years since the budget had more of a working relationship between both sides of the aisle, at least within the Senate. The House will be releasing theirs this week, and then we move forward with the both respective branches. We'll pass their budgets off their floor, and then go to conference, and ultimately get a final budget done. So now it happens here in the next 30 days. And you know, you spoke, you know, at the beginning a little bit about how you can't do anything without the budget, and that to me also speaks very early on. I had a proposal very early on in my tenure. Had a proposal to that we should do the budget first and then do policy. It's kind of backwards the way we do it here. We develop all these policies and then write a budget based off of that. And I think it should be the other way around. But having said that, when you look at the capital budget that the Senate's proposed, we got a lot of good things happening for the 35th District and Mason County in particular. And look forward to making sure that those all stick here as we go into the final couple weeks. And tomorrow, Wednesday, is the cutoff for policy committees to pass their final bills out of the committee. Then we go into the last week of all the fiscal work, and then we'll be on the floor for the remainder of the session. So we're getting close.
Now, you what you mentioned earlier was really, really spot on when you said it's kind of backwards. If you or I or any other individual or couple or family did their spending the way government does, they would be in the poorhouse. They'd be living under an overpass. I mean, you can't do that. You have to have your budgets first and then your spending, right? You can't come up with all these grandiose ideas and then say, well, now we have this. So now where the heck are we going to get the money? Now we have to do this over here. If the average individual or family did this, we'd have economic total disintegration. I mean, it wouldn't work.
I always like to equate it back to, the family level. And I think it would be, let's make an extreme to illustrate the point. Let's say my wife and I sit down at the end of the year to figure out what we're going to spend the following year. And we say, okay, I want a Ferrari. She wants a Lamborghini. We probably need an SUV to tow the $100,000 ski boat that we want. And we want a motorhome. And we go and we put all that stuff on the credit card. And then develop our budget. It would not work.
Oh my gosh, it would not work. It would be chaos. And thanks for trying to reverse a lot of this stuff. I'm not trying to make it a reflection on you individually, obviously, but it's just the chaos of government. It shows you just how backwards so much of this stuff is that we're being run by institutions that if we did the same thing and we emulated the way they work, it wouldn't work. I mean, society would completely break down. And it's just unbelievable, but I appreciate the hard work. I'm going to ask you this. It's kind of like the old joke, you won the Super Bowl. Now what are you going to do? You remember? And they go, I'm going to Disneyland, right?
Right.
What is it like when you reach that final session, especially in the long session, you've been working hard, long hours into the night, early mornings, and then it's kind of over and you know that you have to fight harder next time for things that didn't get passed. And with the dominant party in power, I'm not trying to get too political here. A lot of the stuff that, you and many other people want passed simply won't become reality. Maybe not ever, but maybe not this session. But what is that like when you kind of reach the culmination of it? What happens after that? You just kind of get ready to rest a little bit, but then still gear up knowing that the fight continues?
Yeah, it's a multitude of things. I mean, and being in the minority, not having the votes to stop things, you have to work hard behind the scenes to get things done. And I've always prided myself on having those relationships with both sides of the aisle and especially having a solid working knowledge of the budget. I'm able to get things done that, I don't necessarily have to get a bill through. But I can get a lot of good things done for our constituents, just by, having those relationships and going to people. And I recognize I'm not going to get major policy, that I would view, favorably. I'm not going to get that through right now. And that's the reality of it. And so you have to work with what's before you, right?
Sure,
and
sure.
You have two choices. You can either sulk and say, oh, this is horrible and can't get anything done, or you find ways to work within it. And, one example I'll give, and I hope this stays in the budget here through the final month. I disagree with how the Climate Commitment Act was done in our state. I have a number of reservations about the policy of it, but the reality is it's here. So I need to work with what's before me on that. And in the governor's proposal, he had spent a lot of money to hire a whole new slate of bureaucrats at the state level to study climate change. Well, that's not going to do anything for anybody except continue to grow the bureaucracy. And I went to budget writers and said, hey, why don't we take $160 million, which is a lot of money, and let's take care of all the wastewater treatment plants that that are around the Puget Sound, which have been a constant issue, especially in the metro area when we have heavy rains and the stormwater overruns those systems, and we end up with effluent going into the Sound, which is damaging. I don't, whether somebody's a far left environmentalist or a far right conservationist, we all agree that that's not a good thing that happened. And so we were able to get that into the budget, and that's something that I've been here for 11 years and they've never done it.
Wow.
And it's finally, so to go and get that, things like that get done. I mean, again, you have to know who to talk to, how to make it happen, and help people connect the dots sometimes. And I'll continue to do that. When the tables are turned hopefully I'm on the other side of the majority minority equation, I'll have other opportunities. And so it's just working with what's before you and having those relationships. And again, I've always prided myself on doing that.
Well, we appreciate having you here, and especially as we get ready to wind down in the next several weeks. So we'll check in with you in a week, Senator. Thank you.
Hey, thank you much. Have a great week.
Hey, you too. I appreciate it. That's Senator Drew McEwen from the 35th Legislative District. Again, all of Mason County, parts of Kitsap, and parts of Thurston County. And you can find him online. Just Google Senator Drew McEwen, M-A-C-E-W-E-N, and we'll have him on next week as well. Right here on Daybreak, where we will continue right after this. And remember, tomorrow we will hear from Representative Dan Griffey. I had to think about that for a sec. We spoke with Representative Couture last week, so that we alternate every week. We have Representative Griffey on tomorrow's show, and then we'll alternate until the session ends in late April. This is Daybreak. I appreciate you being here a lot. It's 10:30 a.m. FM 103.3. Online, we're at KMAS.com. Please make sure you tell everyone about the station. It's really, really important that you do that. I'm amazed that there are people who have spent years and years and years here, far longer than I've been here, the handful of years I've been here, and they still don't know that this community has its own radio station. They just don't know. So don't assume people know. Tell them all about us.